Hey guys, I know we talk a lot about additive-free tequila. We talk a lot about the authentic traditional way of making tequila and the industrial way of making tequila. And simply, why does traditional additive-free tequila just taste better? Well, we usually are talking about really ripe agaves that are being used in a way that they're crushed, cooked, fermented, and distilled. And the cooking creates lots of agave sugars. And those sugars are what ferment into alcohol and give us the great flavor. I found this picture of the lowly banana. And you'll see in the banana, there is the green, the yellow, the dark yellow, the part where it's starting to turn brown, and then the most brown. In the case of the green banana, it'd be like doing a three-year-old agave and using that to make the sugars. There's just not a lot of sugar there. So when you're running that through the diffuser and you're trying to create enough sugars to ferment, maybe you're adding some yeast. Maybe that's why some sweeteners used after the tequila's been made. And think about how bitter a really unripe banana tastes. And you get into that sweet spot in the middle of that banana. You know, maybe that's an agave that's, you know, a little bit older, it's really started to turn, and it may be usable in the case to make tequila and have good sugars, but it still may be a little more bitter than when you look at the highest sugar and the most brown part of that banana, which is what you'd use to make really good banana bread. That's also the way you want that agave to look. Now, in this case, the banana turns brown. If you've seen some of the pictures that Lou Agave has posted recently, I'll put some right here so you can check those out. You'll see that the agave is actually bleeding. It actually turns red in some areas. And that is telling you that that agave is just really major, super ripe. And that's what's going to give you some absolutely amazing tequila because you've got the best part of the starches ready to turn into sugar and ferment into fantastic alcohol. So that's one reason why we like to have an authentic made traditional tequila with extremely ripe agaves, so you have the sugars necessary to make great tequila. So next time you're out looking for a tequila that, like this Tapatio, that we know they use the ripest of agaves. When we were there at the distillery, you could see them in front of the oven, literally bleeding before they were going in to get cooked. So this has a great sweetness that's traditional and it's not artificial. And that's why we don't want to drink that industrial made diffuser baby agave tequila. Look for the traditional stuff. If you have questions or comments, please put them below. I'd like to hear what everybody has to say about this subject. Thanks for tuning in.